Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing rebound relationships, how to win from all angles. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back to today's podcast, and today we're discussing rebound relationships, how to win from all angles. And so the point of this podcast is to give all three perspectives of being involved in a rebound relationship and giving you advice on how you can try and get the best possible outcome for you, dependent on which side of the triangle, so to speak, you're at. So when you think of a rebound relationship, there are three main people involved. You have the dumper, you have the dumpee, and you have the new person. So let's start off by discussing how you can try and win, how you can get the best result for you if you are the dumpee. And the dumpee is the person who has been dumped. So your relationship has ended, and your ex dumped you, and before you know it, you find out they are now in another relationship. And because it is so quick and so soon after your relationship ended, this is known as a rebound relationship. So from your perspective, you want to try and get your ex back, but they are already in a new relationship, and you're trying to think, well, how can I possibly get them back? So the best advice, and I go into this in more depth in other podcasts because I'm obviously just going over all three possibilities in this particular one. So if you want a more in-depth version of events of how to try and get your ex back from a rebound relationship, please check out the rest of my podcasts and subscribe to them, and you will find ones in more detail. So anyway, let's just go over this in general. So if you are the dumpee and you want your ex back and they are in a rebound relationship, the first thing you need to do is stay emotionally stable, and you need to accept the fact that your ex has ended the relationship. You don't want to be needy, you don't want to beg, you don't want to cause any bother, you don't want to shout, you don't want to be angry, you don't want to cause any stress or drama. You need to be the person that your ex wants to come to if their rebound relationship doesn't work out. And in most instances, the rebound relationship will fizzle out very quickly. And this is because that automatically and subconsciously, your ex is likely to want to get to a similar stage emotionally with their new relationship that they were with you. They just kind of want to almost transfer that across. And the way that happens is that it's speeded up so quickly that it kind of works in reverse. They kind of very quickly get to a latter stage in a relationship before they really get to know each other. And the problem with that, from their point of view, is that when it kind of catches up with them and they do start to get to know each other, they often realise they're not a good fit. And you need to be in the perfect position for your ex to want to get back in touch with. And they won't get in touch with you if you have caused them stress and drama. So if you've been angry, if you've been somebody who's bombarded them with messages and phone calls and been stalking them almost, you know, they're not going to want to come back to you. So you need to stay emotionally stable. You need to try to move on with your life as best you can. You need to go through self-improvement, and you need to be a version 2.0 of yourself for when they decide to come back to you. Because if you've been emotionally stable and you haven't really caused any drama, then if and when this rebound relationship ends, they are very likely to want to source you out and see how you've been. And if they find you an even better person than when they left you, they are very likely to want to try to rekindle things again. So in essence, you need to just accept the fact the relationship is over between you and them, and go through self-improvement. So make sure you are fitter, make sure you are healthier, make sure you have more skills, make sure you are more educated. Try to just be a better version of yourself. Just try to push on with your life. And if and when this rebound relationship ends, and of course it doesn't always end, as we'll go into a bit later, so you know there's no guarantees, but you just need to put yourself in the best position possible. The worst thing you can do is try to beg or reason with your ex. You have to accept their decision. So that is from the perspective of the dumpee. So what about if you are the dumper? So you have just dumped your ex, you've dumped your former partner, and you have quickly now found a new person that you want to have a relationship with. And what you need to do in this instance is make sure you are very careful, because you stand a very good chance of tripping over your own emotions otherwise. So make sure you get to know them at a slower rate than feels natural, because your natural reaction is you're going to want to speed things up and get to where you was with your ex ASAP, and that is not going to be a healthy situation for you. You need to kind of get to know them slowly over time if you're actually wanting to make this a more long-term situation. Now, of course, if you're just looking for something that's not really intense, that's just some fun, then that's totally different. But if you are going from that angle, then you need to be honest with the new person involved. You need to tell them your thoughts and your feelings, and that you are not ready for anything too serious, because it's not fair to try to kind of get with somebody on false pretenses. If they think this is something for real, then you need to give it your best shot. And the only way you can do that is to take your time. You need to go against your natural instinct, which is to really push on and speed the relationship up. Examples of this might be, you know, you've been dating literally one or two dates, and before you know it, you've already booked a holiday together or something like that. You know, it's just the kind of speeded up process that happens when people jump from one relationship to another very quickly. So if you want some fun, just be honest with them and take it for what it is. However, if you do think there could be something a bit more serious potentially with this new person, then you need to get to know them. You need to date them properly. You need to take things a little bit slower, because your natural reaction will be to speed things up. Just try to take it back. Think about how you was with your ex that you just ended the relationship with. You obviously got together for a sustained period of time, so at the early stage at least it was working. Like, think back to that. Think about how you've had success in the past transitioning from dating to relationship. And in most instances, it is a situation which was at a steady pace. It wasn't too quick. Now, of course, I'm not telling you to be really, really slow and make it so that you bore this new person in your life and, you know, they don't really know where they stand. I don't mean that. I just mean use your common sense, be sensible, and don't take it too quickly. Right, so now let's move on to the third and final person of this triangle. What if you are the new person? So you are somebody who has met someone and you know they was in a relationship very recently and they've just broke up. What do you do? So again, it's very similar to what I've kind of just described. If you're somebody who is just looking for some fun, then you stand a good chance of finding somebody in this particular person that might be feeling the same. But you need to be honest, you need to be genuine, and you probably want to say to them, look, irrespective of what you're telling me, you know, you haven't been out of a relationship for long, and I don't think it's going to be healthy if you try to get serious with me too quickly. You know, how about we just take things in a relaxed way? And, you know, after a discussion like that, the new person in your life might decide, okay, yeah, I've not been single for long, and maybe I do just want a bit of fun, and that's fine. If you're both on the same page, if you're both on the same wavelength, there's nothing wrong with that. If, however, they say to you, look, I do want something serious and I do think that you could be the one, then you need to encourage them to take their time. And it's a bit of a tightrope for you, really. You don't want to put them off, and you certainly don't want to be somebody who is kind of putting pressure on either way. But you do need to say to them, look, you know, you've just come out of a relationship and I think we should just take this steady. Okay, yeah, we're aiming for a long-term relationship, but let's get to know each other, let's not rush. And if you see them doing the telltale signs of taking things too quickly, try your best to, as politely as you can, just slow things down and make sure you get to know each other before the relationship gets too intense. And another thing you need to remember, if you are this new person, if you are this third wheel, so to speak, is that the person you're getting to know could blow hot and cold. They could be really kind of hot on you and then cool off really quickly. You are very likely to find somebody who has just come out of a relationship to be very hot and cold, very mixed emotions. And this doesn't matter if they're a man or a woman, masculine, feminine energy. You might know from my other podcasts, I've discussed that feminine energy does bounce around a lot in itself. You know, more so than masculine energy, you know, feminine energy will kind of move around more freely and change, you know, a lady or a man that's got a lot of feminine energy will definitely move around in their emotions and their opinions very quickly. And, you know, they're being genuine. It's not about them not being genuine, it's just about how they are. Well, imagine that, but times two, times three, times four. You know, if you with somebody who has just come out of a relationship, they are going to be mixed up. Even if they think, okay, I just dumped somebody, I made the decision, they are still going to have hot and cold periods. So as the new person, as the third person in this kind of situation I'm describing, you need to be caring to that. You need to be respectful of that. And you need to understand that one minute they might seem very hot on you, and then all of a sudden they back off and seem cold. And all you can do is remain emotionally stable. You don't want to be having a go at them. You don't want to be causing arguments. You don't want to be causing hassle. Just be there for them when they need you, but also make sure you're not being used. So make sure you're always having good discussion, good communication, but let them have that freedom just to kind of get their thoughts and understand. And ultimately, people gravitate towards people they feel comfortable with. So you just need to make them feel as comfortable as possible and as happy as possible, and they will likely spend more and more time with you until, hopefully, from your point of view, you start to build a real, true relationship, one that is not rebound because you have taken your time to get to know each other. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I'll drop another podcast soon.